That's right. We're right here at Sharp Fass's Gallery on the 72 Bypass. And today it is my very special pleasure to have County Councilwoman Miss Edith Childs sitting here at the tea table today. We are, for those of you that can't see this right now, we will be posting a video. And, of course, Ree's getting ready to post pictures. I decided in honor of the inauguration, we needed to have a tea party here today and wear our hats and finery so you'll be able to see pictures. Go to Facebook and check it out. How you doing today, Edith?
I'm doing great, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I understand this is going to be exciting. You're going to the second inauguration of President Obama.
Yes.
And I understand that you got your invitation.
Yes, I do have my invitation.
That's right. So you're going to leave. When are you leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you fired up and ready to go?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Ready to go. I need a break, so to get away from Greenwood would be a break.
Well, it would be a break, but, you know, the thing about it is, that's like jumping into the fire, isn't it, with all the people and everything up there?
Well, see, Ann, there would just be people there. I don't really have to deal with them.
Well, that is true. Now, of course, you went to the first inauguration.
Yes.
And what are you looking forward to most about seeing how you're seasoned at going to inauguration? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to just celebrating history for President Obama to be reelected a second term.
Mm-hmm.
Is history in itself.
It is.
And I'm just honored to be able to be there to be a part of it.
Now, what do you think as far as, you know, from your experience last time, I know that you kind of got, what shall I say, lost in the crowd there for a while. What things, if somebody is going to this, have you learned that now you feel that you'll be able to maneuver better than you did last time?
Well, I think the folk last time got there earlier. So it would be for us to get there early. So we can get in early.
Mm-hmm.
The later you get there, the harder it is for you to get inside.
Absolutely.
And I know that you have to be warm. That's for sure. You know, so I'm prepared for that.
Right.
You know, whether it rain or snow, whatever, I'm prepared for all the above.
Now, I remember us talking about just the experience of being in the crowd and everything. What do you remember about the last one, and what are you looking forward most to this time?
I'm just looking for the enthusiasm of the people.
Right.
Just being there and just being in the mix and just being a part of it.
Now, how about Charles? Is he looking forward to being in the mix of it?
Well, Charles is going, but Charles said, Edith, I believe I'm going to let you down again. I'm going to watch you guys on TV.
Well, I know, I remember when the Democratic Convention was going on, they had a shot of you on TV. They knew where you were sitting, right?
Uh-huh.
And is anybody you think you're going to be seen on TV, honey?
Well, CNN
have
already called, so I will be somewhere.
Where they can?
Where they are. They'll call me and let me know where they're going to be or where they will.
Most
time they call and ask me where I am, and then they come to me wherever I am. And then
they didn't ask if they could put a GPS tracker on you?
No, they didn't. That was a good thing.
I figured they'd just say, we're going to put a GPS tracker, and then they'll just be able to find you in the crowd there.
Yeah. No. But they will call.
They will call?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and what else are you going to be doing now? Of course, there's lots of parties after the fact and mm-hmm. everything. What's going to be happening with you?
Well, what I'm going to do on Saturday, that will be a day to work. We're celebrating Dr. King's Day also, and he believed in community services. So, my cousin is going to take me down to the soup kitchen there in Alexandria, Virginia. So, I'll be there doing whatever they need me to do there in their soup kitchen.
Wow, good job. Yeah, Chelsea Clinton is actually making a big plug for people to get out and do a day of service. So that'll be neat to go down there to the soup kitchen. Now, will you be going to the monument for Martin Luther King?
Yes.
You haven't seen it yet, have you?
Yes, I
mean,
I have. Yes.
Have you been there?
I went last year. when they had the memorial there. Last year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So tell us about the memorial. You know, some people have said it's so big and so imposing. What's your feeling about it, particularly as we're coming up on Martin Luther King Day?
I just think it's absolutely awesome that we have a statue there of him, and that people can just walk through it, and it is huge. Trust me, it is huge.
Makes you feel very small, doesn't it?
I mean, very small, smaller than an ant, but it's just, you just feel honored just to be there, to just see everything that they have there, and they have like quotes from civil rights leaders and preachers and all those folk there on the wall also. It's very interesting, and it's also an educational experience as well.
Well, you know, when we have Benjamin Mays right here, who, of course, taught Martin Luther King a lot, you know, it's kind of a double for us right here in Greenwood because of Benjamin Mays and Martin Luther King.
Exactly, and it just makes you feel really good to know that Dr. Mays came from Greenwood County.
Yes.
You know, and to every time they bring something to Greenwood and they want to do something for him, I always show up because I was so inspired by him. I actually had the opportunity to hear him actually speak. So,
Benjamin Mays?
Yes.
When was that?
Yes. It was back in the late 70s, mid 70s, down in 96 at the middle school.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Yeah.
So it was an honor.
It was an honor. Yeah. So Martin Luther King Day. What do you think about what do you think when you think about Martin Luther King?
I think that it's so much to talk about for him, but I think about his willingness to give up himself to help other folk. All the marches that he did, it was for a purpose. I remember that Poor People March. And who marched for poor people anymore? Not very many people. And the people working, just the regular working folk. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did all those things. And then what's so exciting is that this man did all this, still no violence. By that time, you know, I would already be up in the air. But, you know, that was just the kind of person he was. Put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beat down.
What do you think Martin Luther King would think about the world today, though? You know, when we think about all the violence and, you know, President Obama was, of course, on the air today talking about the executive orders that he wants and what he wants Congress to do. What do you think that Martin Luther King would be thinking about? Of course, it's Second Amendment rights, but also the gun violence.
He would be thinking, now, why all this? Why would you need a powerful gun when you're not at war that could kill so many people at one time?
Sure.
And he would say, I believe he would say to himself, is this what I fought for? And yet to see all this, I think he would be upset.
Yeah, I think you would be too. And what do you think about all the drugs and everything that are out there in the world today? What do you think he would say? Because he was all about lifting everybody up.
Again, he would say, I don't believe this. What are you all doing to yourselves? What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to your family? What are you doing to your grandchildren? What are you doing to people in general? He would not be happy.
Yeah. It's a tough, tough, tough state that we're in right now.
It is. It is. But what all of us have to do the best we can in the corner that we're in. And when you do the best you can, that's all you can do.
Absolutely.
You know.
Now, President Obama, when he is reinaugurated, is going to be holding, I don't know who's going to be holding them. Michelle, is she going to be holding two Bibles, one for from Lincoln and one from Martin Luther King, I do believe.
I believe that's what I heard. There's going to be two Bibles available, but I don't know how that's going to work.
He's going to put one hand on each one?
I guess so. But we'll be there to see what's going to happen.
Sure.
But I'm excited about going. There's just so much going on, so I have to decide what I can attend and what I cannot attend.
Now, is South Carolina, will they have, I mean, you know, usually the different states, or does South Carolina and several states go together, or how does that
work?
Well,
I saw online And I also was told by someone in Columbia that South Carolina will have their own ball.
Oh, okay.
But I had tickets for the other ball. So
the other balls? What ball is that?
I'm going to the ball at the Washington Conference Center.
And that one
I believe that they say that's the big ball.
That's the big ball?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never been before. Because last time I had tickets, but I was unable to attend. So our children went. My daughter and my granddaughter went, you know. So I don't know how it's going to be.
So have you got, is this one of the hats that you're going to be wearing up there? Is this the cold weather hat here?
This is a cold weather hat. I will certainly have a cold weather hat on. But I'm not so sure that I'm going to wear a hat that night. I think I'm going to.
You're going to let it flow?
I have a purple outfit that
Great.
I'm going to wear. And it is different.
Different?
Different. Nobody sees me with this kind of stuff on, but.
Okay, well, are we going to get pictures of this then?
I hope so.
Okay, we need to get some pictures of this now, Edith. That would be great.
Well, I'll be sure that my cousin gets some pictures so I can bring them back and have them develop, and you will be able to see the pictures.
Okay, all right. And then we'll make sure everybody knows. Now, you have met President Obama.
Yes.
Yes, you went to, in fact, didn't you go to the Christmas party? Did you go to a Christmas party there?
2009 and 10.
And 10. So you have met President Obama. What's your impression of him from meeting him? Not from his public persona, but from meeting him.
Just a kind person with a kind spirit. And I was so impressed because, I meet and greet everybody. So meeting him, I thought it was really an honor, but he was so down to earth and just glad to see me. So I thought, you know, anyway, it was just an
honor. Made you feel good, right?
It did. It really made me feel good. And that he remembered who I was.
Right, because it was the only trip that he made through in Greenwood, and you were in the back singing Fired Up and Ready to Go when he was Senator Obama
exactly.
and was campaigning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it was just an honor. And it's kind of hard to describe how you really feel.
Right.
And then you wonder, you know, why me?
Right.
You know, is this real? You know, but it is. And I take nothing for granted that I'm just honored to have met him and to be a part of the campaign and just do what I need to do.
That's right. So what, of course, you know, we've got a lot of issues on the table coming up this year. Mm-hmm. What, you know, and President Obama has said, of course, the gun control mm-hmm. or gun safety, I think they're calling it now, mm-hmm. and immigration is going to be a big issue. Are there any other issues that you see, other than, of course, the budget, of course, is out there, that you see as things that President Obama and Congress should address?
I still think they need to address the needs of women, because I believe some of those men think they were born and hatched by a turkey or something.
A turkey.
You know.
Edith, that doesn't make me feel real good to say that we might have been hatched. We hatched them by turkeys.
because of their views about women.
Yes.
I mean, how some of the things that they say have said, I can't believe it.
Makes your mouth drop open, doesn't it?
Drop open and you're sitting there, duh.
And yeah. Edith Childs is speechless when some of these things come, and that is a hard thing to be, right?
Well, I know. It's very hard. But those issues that they need to work on, because women I'm talking about now, we don't need anybody making decisions for us. We can make decisions for ourselves.
Absolutely.
We know what we want and we know what we don't want. And we certainly don't want somebody making a decision for us when you've never been. Like us.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's one thing. And then, too, to be able to work with the women's rights as far as being paid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mean equal pay equal for equal pay for equal jobs.
Exactly. If we can do the job, why can't we make the same salaries?
I agree with you.
You know, so I just think that it needs to be reevaluated and say, look, we really need to look at this, you know. Those kind of things just kind of bothers me, you know. And I guess a lot of things bother me, but when you start talking about women's issues, mm-hmm. I can go on and on, you know.
Well, I know that one of the things that you also believe in is that self-sufficiency for all people.
Exactly.
we need to, one of the things I believe that you believe in is that we need to get people off of public assistance. I know if there's a time and a place when you may need the help. I know you needed the help at
exactly,
one time.
Exactly. And I feel so strongly about that. And I was sent a questionnaire, and it asked me what some things that I like to see happen. And that was one of the things that I wrote on that sheet, that people need their GEDs, they need skills, and then they need a place to work. And I believe if 75% of the people would work if they had a job. Now that 25%, maybe a little bit more of that,
sure,
they're not gonna work either way.
Yeah.
You know, but I believe the average person would work if he or she had a job.
Don't you worry sometimes though that our society is becoming so dependent on the government?
To an extent, yes. Because sometimes it has a domino effect. If grandma did it, mama does it, daughter does it.
Sure.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
No, absolutely.
It doesn't have to be that way. We need to be grown enough and mature enough to say, look, I want to take care of me, and I don't need anybody doing that. You know? But you have to want to do it, you know?
Sure.
Because I know how it is to be on public assistance. Been there one time myself.
Sure.
You know, so I don't say don't do it, but I'm saying don't stay there.
Sure.
You know, and nothing lasts forever.
Sure. In our country, we have to do something about the spending.
Something,
you know, we are, you know, fortunately, we live in Greenwood County where, you know, you're on county council,
mm-hmm,
so you have to watch your budget, right,
yes,
for the county, and then we have the city budget, and we have the state, and then we have the federal, and there's only so much money that everybody can keep sending up the pipeline.
Exactly, exactly. So I do believe in people being able to be self-sufficient.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And I think if we had more jobs and more people working, that the tax problem probably would take care of itself.
I believe it would.
That's right. That's right. So we need to get people back to work. Well, mm-hmm, Edith, you know, I know you're excited about this. How long are you actually going to be up there?
I am going to be there four nights.
Four nights.
Four
You'll
nights
be coming back
five
on
5 days. We're going to come back on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
After all that partying, you're going to drive back?
No, we're going on the train.
You're going on the train. Oh.
So we're not going to drive. I wouldn't dare try to drive in that traffic. So my cousin lives right there, and she'll take us where we need to go. She always does. So, no.
It's nice to have family there, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. But we're going to be at a hotel there in Alexandria.
Sure.
We're not going to be in D.C. So.
But now, is your don't you have family that lives in Japan?
Yes.
Are they coming?
No, they're not coming.
This time. They did come last time.
They came last time. When I got there, they were there.
Right.
You know. But they're not going to come this time. My daughter's been sick, and she's not going to come. And my granddaughter's in Texas, and she spent all of her time in Japan.
Okay.
For the holidays, so she's not going to come.
Oh,
you know.
Okay.
But Lamont's going to come and be there with us, so that's
okay. It's nice, isn't it?
It is. It's really nice.
We are here with Councilwoman Edith Childs. We're both wearing hats. We have our teapot and our teacups, and you know what? We're going to have a spot of tea while the news is playing. So I certainly hope you'll stay right with us, and if you've got a question for Edith, just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. I have Miss Edith Childs, Councilwoman Miss Edith Childs, who is on her way to Washington, D.C. And we did have a request come in. Somebody said, you got to say your key phrase that got you so much notoriety and also has provided fame for Greenwood. So you want to give us a cheer?
Well, I'll give you a cheer. You know, I'm always ready to do that, Ann.
Okay.
Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go. Fired up, ready to go.
Well, there you go. Fired up and ready to go. All right. Edith Childs on her way to Washington, D.C. We had another question come in, too, Edith. A couple of people wanted to know if the county was paying your way.
No.
No.
Never have. Never will.
Never will.
Never will.
Oh, that's a that's coming out of your pocket. Is that correct?
Always has.
Okay.
Always and, well. And Charles. And Charles' pocket.
Charles, yeah. Charles, you're helping on this trip, huh? Well, that's great, but you know what? I know we need to stay away from some of the county council stuff, but yesterday Mark Allison was made chairman, is that right?
Yes.
And Steve Brown was voted vice chairman, is that right?
Yes.
And how did you feel about that, Edith?
Well, I'm okay. Sometimes you need a change. To just kind of see what other people are thinking.
Sure.
Sometimes if you have the same person all the time, you get the same results. So let's see what some new blood can do.
Absolutely.
Not that I have anything against Robbie now.
Right.
But I just think we just need a change.
Sure.
Every now and then.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, that's good. And also, speaking of changes, we have a new county manager. And that's, of course, Toby Chappell. And what do you feel about Toby?
Well, I'm very impressed with Toby. He went with me down to the Christmas gathering down in Troy. And those folk like Toby. I like Toby. And I think everybody that meets Toby likes Toby because he's a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a people person, it makes you a little bit different from other people.
Sure.
And I think he's going to do great things in Greenwood. And I'm just excited and to be there to do what I can do to help and make that difference.
Well, that's terrific. Well, I know one of the things that County Council definitely needs, they need a new slate. They need to move on and try to get things on track.
Yes.
So
and we're working on that too.
Working on that too. Well, that's good. That's good. How was Steve Brown since he had his quadruple bypass and everything? How was Steve doing?
Well,
I haven't talked to him.
Well, he came last night and he said he was feeling good and that they had him on an exercise regimen, which they normally they would with that kind of surgery. And he looked good and he said he felt good. And
that's great.
He stayed for most of the council meeting.
Most of the council
toward the end, he left, you know, but he was there.
He was there. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. So what else is okay? So you got this invitation. You've got any other events that you're going to be? You're going to be down at the soup kitchen in Alexandria on Saturday. Now, what about Sunday? Are you?
My plans was to attend church with my cousin on Sunday, but there's a function, and I believe it's called the President's Legacy Committee or something. And so I don't know what it all involves, but I have a lot I want to say, so I'm going.
Okay.
You know, to see what I can add to the group, you know, and that kind of thing, because I don't even know what the topics are or anything
sure.
at this point, but I plan to attend.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So you're going to be busy. Once you get up there, you're going to be very busy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we'll be looking forward to, I'm going to try to call you when you're up there so you can tell me what's going on.
Okay.
And I know, I think South Carolina News is going to try to give you a call too they can get some info too.
Okay.
But, well, we've got things going on here in Greenwood. And one of those things is the food drive. Yes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the food drive? I don't know. Did you see the article that Chris Traynor wrote in Sunday's paper?
Yes.
Chris wants the city to win.
Well, the city wants to win, too. You know? Look, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And they just need to just do what they do.
Right.
Get their canned goods together and have the weigh-in.
Right.
And guess what?
Right.
The county going to do the same thing.
Well, you know, so far, how many years has the county been beating the pants off the city, though, honey?
Oh, I know at least a good 9 years, because that first year, the city just scalded us like a wet puppy. I mean, beat us down. They had over 2,000 pounds, and we had 800.
And you'll never forget that, will you,
Edith? No, I won't ever forget that. I thought, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
But they did.
Yeah. But then they kind of petered out after that, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes.
Or you kind of picked up the competition.
Yes, you know. But now we can see what they have.
See if they've got the stamina to do it this year.
Exactly, exactly. But now the mayor says he's ready, that he's going to do what he needs to do.
The mayor is fired up and ready to go. Well, then, let the challenge begin, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So we will, for those of you who would like to give food items, you can take ours over to the administration office, and then take the city over to the municipal office. And we'll take whatever you want to get. It just has to be non-perishable items. And we will take them. And I will even come pick them up or have them picked up.
See, that's what I think is the difference. I think the difference is that you'll do pickup service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've already told people if they want to drop them off here, they can drop them off here at Sharp Facets.
Exactly.
And we can, then people can, we can get them picked up from here. And, of course, mm-hmm. on the 28th of January at the farmer's market, that's where
yes.
the battle comes down to the final
yes.
weigh-in.
Yes.
Yes. So, how much are you? How much did they take in last year?
All told, I think we took in like 3,800 pounds, I believe, because the county did a little over 2,000, and the city was picking up, you know,
mm-hmm.
but they just didn't pick up enough. So, the 28th. The story will be told.
The story will be told, and it will see if the corn, the canned corn, moves.
Yes.
But, you know, this goes to my point, and my point is here in Greenwood, we take care of our own so much better than I think so many areas. You know, one of the things I want to mention is the new Pathway House for the mm-hmm. homeless, for the homeless men that Dr. Parham mm-hmm. and everybody has put together. I mean, that's just another example. There
exactly.
was a need and it came together.
Exactly.
And this is another example because this also helps the food bank, the soup kitchen, and United Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
So, aren't you just impressed with what we do in our community? And I know you go out and you meet people from other counties and this type of thing. I don't think this other places do as much as we do, Edith.
No, they do not. They may do things at Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we do it year-round. And one thing that I'm so proud of in Greenwood is that when there's a call,
mm-hmm.
we rally for the call. And if it's a good call, people are going to come and they're going to take care of the need.
Yep.
And I just love that. And that's why I don't mind doing anything I can to make a difference in somebody's life. And I say all the time, somebody helped me along the way. And I haven't forgotten that. So it's now what I can give back to them and to this community.
Sure. And don't you think there's a real effort on parents and groups and everything to teach our children how to be giving as they're growing up? We're seeing a lot more of that than I think we have in the last 10, 15 years.
I agree. And I give you a typical example. Thanksgiving, there were parents that brought their children because they want their children to be a part of giving and helping folk. And I just had to just smile on Thanksgiving and see all those little people there. They had their little aprons on and they were serving the tables. I was just excited, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, and our son comes home every Thanksgiving so he can work at the soup kitchen or wherever we are.
Right.
He came this year so he can help cook fish at the soup kitchen.
Sure.
So he looks forward to it. He doesn't come home at Christmas, but he does at Thanksgiving, and he comes wherever we are to help make a difference because he has not forgotten.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is important. And I think we're seeing more of this, and not only on the local level, but on a national level. We're mm-hmm. seeing more people being involved in helping those less fortunate.
Exactly.
That's right. Hey, I'm here with Edith Childs. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. If you've got a question for Edith, pick up that phone. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I have Miss Edith Childs here with me. We were just discussing off air, Edith. You know, you have done so much and you've been blessed with being able to do so many different things. And I know you will, from our very first conversations, your grandmother was so instrumental in your life.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, I wonder, you know, sometimes I sit down and I think about, you know, like, I wonder what my dad would be thinking right now if he saw what I was doing here today. Do you ever think about that with your grandmother?
Yes. And I often talk about it with Charles. My grandma would say, "That's my gal. I knew she was going to make a difference in somebody's life." And she would just be overjoyed because she knows she raised me the best she could, but she raised me right.
Right.
Some morals in my life. And that goes a long way. And
don't you think we're missing some of that?
We
the
are.
Morals? I mean, you know, we talk about separation of church and state and all this stuff. But you know what? We've got to find our moral compass. When we keep seeing the shootings and the things like
exactly.
this happening, I think we're missing that in our lives.
We are. We are. But my grandmother, and something else that sticks with me even today, Ann, my grandmother said, "Edith, don't expect someone to do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself." And I thought, now what is she talking about? Because I was young then, you know. But now I understand well. If you want to succeed in life, then you have to get out there, put forth the efforts, and try to do that. And if she was here today, she would just be so excited.
She'd be beaming.
She would. I mean, you could see her before you even get to her. She would be so happy that I've done all the things she asked me to do, and she would be happy.
Well, I know you do the back to school bash, and you know you do all these things, and you were just telling me a story about the haircuts and what that has meant to some people, the haircuts.
Yes, that was something new that we started with the back to school bash, and when we did it last Christmas, and there was a young lady that came in, she had one child, and she sent me this email, and she said, "Miss Childs, I just appreciate you so much." She said, "Because I bought food, paid our rent, and bought little things for him. And he asked me, 'Mom, when am I going to get my hair cut?'" And she said she had to tell the child that she didn't have the money for the haircut. But then she came over to get food that day, and that day we had free haircuts. And she just said, "Miss Childs, you just don't know how much that meant to me. Thank you for all that you do for this community." And that just made my day. I mean, no one had said anything else. When I pulled it off my computer, I was just overjoyed that helped at least one person.
Absolutely.
You know,
and that's the true sense of giving. And you know, it is a big deal for people to take their time and give the free haircuts and
exactly.
do all the things that are done. The back to school bash is a huge project that you do. Just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
We're at 800 now, so we're going to bump it up to 1,000.
Yeah.
I think it's August the 11th, maybe.
Yeah, going back to school. Yeah, we'll be back to school before we get out of school
exactly.
here. Before we
exactly.
know it.
At the rate we're going.
Absolutely.
You know. Yes.
But what would you like to, you have any ideas what else you'd like to do? I mean, my goodness, if you had probably said to yourself when you were 20 that you were going to be on county council and you were going to be doing all these good works and everything, you would have said, no way.
No way. Not yeah. Edith. You got the wrong person. You know, and the Lord has allowed me to do so much. and I take nothing for granted. And then it just made things so easy for me to do it. He put good people in place like you and Jeff, and y'all just keep making all those cookies, and we just keep coming back, you know. It helps.
Sure.
When people just see what you're doing, don't have to say a word, just see what you're doing, and then they're able to give you something to help your day be a little bit easier. And I don't know what I want to do, but there was one thing I had in my mind, but now I'm going to say, thank you, Dr. Palmer, because that was in the back of my mind, that one of these days, before I get too old, that I want to see a homeless shelter. And Dr. Palmer, my thanks go out to you for that, yes. Because this community needed that, and we appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.
So now that that's done, I don't know. Who knows, Ann?
Who knows?
Who knows?
I do know that, Edith, you'd like to be able to not be the charging lion here all the time. You
exactly.
would like to be able to sit back, and I know you're working real hard to put some new people in place, aren't
yes,
you, Edith?
Yes, I am. I am. With the Back to School Bash, I have a lot of young people, the class of 1978.
The young people.
And the young people, honey, young, much younger than I am. The social groups, mm-hmm. you know, they are coming together, and they are really doing super. So in a little while.
You hope you can back off some?
Yes, yes. And even last year, I didn't do as much as I'd done in the past because they were right there to do what needed to be done.
Sure.
So I'm excited about that, to be able to hand the baton and move on to something else.
And then you can sit back and watch it grow.
Watch it grow. Exactly.
That's right. And know exactly. that you had a hand in starting it up.
Exactly.
That you had a hand in firing it up and getting it ready to go.
Exactly. Exactly. It is truly an honor. And again, I just thank the people in this community, because so many people have come forward just said, Ms. Childs, what can I do? What do you need me to do to help you? And I'm just honored.
Well, you are fortunate. And, you know, that's what communities that work together do.
Exactly.
And that is what I think makes Greenwood so great. I've often tried to figure out why Greenwood has this spirit of community. And, you know, I don't know whether we can take it back to Greenwood Mills because of the communities within each mill. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but there is something special about Greenwood that puts that idea and puts that thought in people's brains. And even people that come from outside this area mm-hmm. get involved. And because we have projects in hand.
Exactly.
It already in place, they can help grow it or become part of it.
Exactly. And that's what goes a long way, because of the little tightness that we have.
Sure.
And a lot of people don't get it, but you come to Greenwood, you're going to be blessed in one way or the other, and you're going to want to come back. And that's what's important. And to just be able to just help somebody, you know. Sometimes, and you don't even have to give them anything. Just a smile.
That's right.
Just a word of kindness.
Absolutely.
Will just make the day.
You're absolutely right. Well, listen, you know, I want to just touch on one thing. The smokestack is mm-hmm. coming down next Tuesday mm-hmm. down there at the mill. What do you think about that and the elevator, and that's going to change the skyline forever in Greenwood?
Look, I am just so happy because Charles worked at that Matthews plant.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be glad that it's down.
He will be glad?
He will be glad. Plus, they lived over in that area.
Oh, did they?
You know, so have it come down, it will just be good for the Greenwood community.
Yeah.
But then it will also may not be so good for the people that work there and raise their families, you know, from the mill. Might be a little difficult for them to say goodbye to Matthew's Mill.
But Charles won't have any problem.
No. I'm sorry, Greenwood plant number 5. That's
right.
What it was.
Okay.
He won't have any problem.
Have any problem at all. Well, Edith, I know you're excited about your trip. I know that you're excited about the annual food drive here. But I've got to say that I envy you going on this trip up there to Washington, D.C. Now, I also understand there's a couple of buses that are going from Greenwood.
Yes, and I believe I've been told last week that it's 5 buses.
5 buses.
5 buses.
My goodness.
I know we have 2 that's
right.
filled to the brim.
Right.
Bowles Bus Line and then Claude Wright
mm-hmm.
bus is going. And then the Morton boys.
Wow.
Got two buses going. So there's plenty traveling going on in Greenwood that yes. people are actually headed for D.C.
That's terrific. Well, the food drive. Now, if you want to give Edith a call any information or for helping get that stuff picked up, let's see. Edith's office number, 942-8596. That's 942-8596. Give her a call. Of course, she's not going to be back till Tuesday.
Wednesday.
So don't give a call until Wednesday or Thursday now. Uh-huh. And if you need some
message.
Help. But they can leave a message.
Uh-huh.
And she will make sure that if she doesn't get out there, or Charles would be most likely the person getting out there, somebody will get out there and pick it up because you're very passionate about the county keeping the can of corn.
Yes, yes. But you know what?
What?
If we lose it, it's okay because it's for a good cause.
Absolutely. So let's see how many thousands of pounds of food can be collected for the food bank, for the soup kitchen, and for United Ministries. So, Edith, God bless, and I sure hope you have a fabulous time and come back with some pictures, and I'll try to give you a call while you're up there so if I can hear what's going on.
Well, Ann, thank you so much, and I'll be waiting for your call.
All right.
And thank you for all you do now.
Thank you very much. You are listening to your favorite talk radio station right here in Greenwood. And make sure you check out the pictures on Facebook. They are a hoot. WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.